Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, the American Journal, with your host, Harrison Smith.
Here's a speech from yesterday, day two at the RNC.
My son, Sergeant Hassan Correa, an Afghanistan War retired veteran. He received enemy fire from the Taliban, only to be murdered with a knife on the streets of New York City. The four assailants responsible for his death initially were facing justice, but that changed when District Attorney Alvin Bragg was elected. The homicidal maniacs responsible for my son's death had their gang assault and murder charges completely dismissed. One of them received 14 months time served. Alvin Bragg charged her with assault with a shoe. And another one was sentenced to 7 years. I later learned that Alvin Bragg often dismisses and reduces dangerous criminals. He wants to clear the jails and return violent felonies onto our streets every day. The injustice was devastating for me and my family. I don't want anyone else to experience the senseless pain that many other victims across this United States of America have to live with every day. So I decided to use the voice that God gave me to be the voice for the voiceless across America. Are suffering. And who else in here is sick and tired of being sick and tired? The Democratic Party that poor minorities have been loyal to for decades, including myself, all right? They betrayed us. They stabbed us in the back. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who claim to represent us, have abandoned us. They neglected the poor minority communities across America. But my eyes have been opened. Donald Trump shares our values, love of God and family and country. He's been a victim of the same corrupt system that I have been and my family has been. He is committed to providing economic opportunities, helping those suffering from addiction with long-term inpatient drug programs.
Incredible speech, just one of many. Stay with us. We're back on the other side to talk about what we now know about the assassination attempt.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest, from the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Let's go ahead and open up the phone lines now. Give us a call. 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call now here on American Journal. We're going to talk about the assassination attempt on Saturday, the miracle that we all witnessed, that Trump survived, the responses from the left that have been completely unhinged, and the apparent cover-up that's going on right in front of everybody. I have so many videos to get to about this. It's one of those things. It's another one of these stories where I talk about it all the time, but and my wife kind of gets mad at me because she's like, you make it sound like I'm ignorant or something. And it's like, my wife just doesn't, she doesn't pay attention to the news because she feels very strongly about things. Like for us. I mean, I'm constantly just hearing the most horrible things ever. Or I can just hear a news story that's like, yes, a little girl was killed by a pack of dogs and then her father ate her. And I'm just like, oh, wow, that's horrible. Okay, you know, just move on. But for people like my wife who, you know, haven't been numbed to these things yet, you know, she just doesn't want to know this sort of stuff, but she wants to know it. So she asks, like, so what's going on with the assassination? Like, what's new about it? And it just puts you in this mindset, like a different frame of mind where it's like, all right, how do you explain this to somebody who hasn't been following it at all? Right. I mean, I showed her, we were eating dinner when it happened. So, you know, I sort of showed her Trump dodging it and that sort of stuff. And yesterday I'm trying to explain, I'm like, okay, what do we know so far? I'm like, all right, it was supposedly a 20-year-old kid who got up on the roof. He got up on the roof 30 minutes before and he was seen. They apparently took his picture while he was at the metal detector and then took his picture again when he was on the roof 30 minutes before the shooting. And then 2 minutes before the shooting, there's video of people running around, frantic, screaming, pointing at the guy, yelling, there's a guy on the roof with a gun for 2 full minutes. Before the shots ring out. Now they're trying to blame it on Iran, saying it's an Iran assassination attempt, or there was going to be an Iran assassination attempt, but this wasn't it, but security was beefed up because of it. They didn't have anybody on the roofs because they were too sloped, apparently, which makes no sense whatsoever. There were sniper teams, but they were inside the building on the ground floor while the guy was up on the roof. Apparently, a law enforcement officer tried to confront the guy on the roof, climbed up onto the roof. The shooter turned his gun at him, and he backed down, backed away. I mean, just everything about this is so insane. And sort of as it's drip-fed to us, you don't get the full picture. It's almost better to, like, be disconnected, not hear about all this stuff, and then just get it all at once because it just hits you like a freight train. skin is why I bring up, you know, talking to my wife about it last night, because it was just like, all right, how do I explain this? How do I explain what's going on? Because it sounds unbelievable. It sounds so crazy. And like at every step that I'm explaining, my wife's like, well, wait, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, just wait, just hold on. Save all objections till the end, because no, none of this makes any sense. All of it is insane. It represents either the biggest security failure that we've ever seen in the most just, it's crazy, or there's more to it, or it was a setup, or it was deliberate that this happened. It is almost too many coincidences for it to be deliberate. I mean, for it to not be deliberate, right? It's like they tried to make these mistakes. And it's not me saying this. It's all the experts in this regard. It's all the people who have led sniper teams for decades and, you know, overseas and or run VIP security. Or just regular people who have a sense of security. I don't think I pulled it in, but there was an interview with a woman who is a Trump vendor. She's been to, she said, every single Trump rally except for maybe 10. She's maybe missed 10 since 2015. She was at the first Trump rally in 2015. It's her job. She travels around and sets up merchandise. You know, she's a merchandise vendor. And she was saying from the moment they arrived in Butler, Pennsylvania, she had suspicions. Something felt off to her. When she was seeing them set up the stage, she thought, this must be just like a pre-staging area. They can't actually be doing the speech here because you can't defend him here. This is an indefensible position. And she's had this sort of feeling. She's not an expert in security, but she'd done some security work before. And just having been to all of these rallies, there's a way that things are normally set up. And this was just off a little bit. It just didn't feel right to her. And she said she brought it up to like multiple people who I imagine would corroborate the fact that she did bring this up. So clearly, it didn't take an expert to see that this was a security risk. And yet the experts involved not only allowed this to happen, but are refusing to resign and refusing to even admit that anything went wrong, which might be the craziest part of all of this. You have Alejandro Mayorkas taking the same tack with the assassination that he is with the southern border, lying to our faces about something we can all see with our own eyes. In the exact same way, he sits there and goes, the border is perfectly secure, as we have video of like riots as you know, National Guardsmen are being attacked by hordes of Haitians storming across the border and then being released without charges. He's lying to our faces, and we all know it. And now he's saying there, and after Donald Trump escaped death by millimeters because of the litany of failures from the Secret Service, Alejandro Mayorkas stands up there and goes, actually, we don't think anything was wrong. Actually, we're proud of, you know, how we handled things. Which is crazy. That's a crazy thing to say. You know, it's like when a bridge collapses and somebody goes, but it was rated for 10 tons. You go, but it collapsed. What are you talking about? It was rated for 10 tons. What do you mean you did a great job? The president escaped death by the width of a hair. So you didn't do things right. Why are you saying that? It's very weird the way they're handling this. And they're very clearly engaged in a cover-up at this point. Again, not speculation. This is what the congressmen charged with oversight are saying. Okay? Not me. People like Lauren Boebert. On Tuesday, the Secret Service had agreed to brief the House Oversight Committee. So the House Oversight Committee is like, we need to get to the bottom of this. Call Secret Service. You need to come in and testify to us. And they say, yep, okay, can do. We'll see you there on Tuesday. And then Homeland Security swoops in. Mayorkas and the DHS saunters in and goes, actually, we'll be in charge of communications now. You talk to us, not Secret Service. And we're not scheduling a hearing anytime soon, depriving Congress of their legitimate and obligatory oversight position in sort of another form of soft coup. thankfully, the Congress members are not taking this lying down, and they are launching investigations already. But let's go to some experts in this. Don Bongino was a Secret Service agent. Clip number one is him talking about the cover-up that they are now engaged in. Let's watch.
Are you kidding me? Like, but that's what, like, we've become this, like, these morons.
Can I break some news on your show? I was going to do it with Tucker next, but I'll do it here. So I was just showing Tucker some material from an unimpeachable source, let's just say, on the matter. That post, according to my source, that roof was supposed to be a police post. It was supposed to be someone there. They're now making up excuses, saying the pitch of the roof. My source says to me, no one knows why the post didn't show up. But so that's a nonsense story they're putting out in the media. And I was also told that the Secret Service director has been given instructions from the administration and the DHS secretary. If you want to keep your job, you'll keep your mouth shut about this. They're not putting that out there. But if you get those site post logs and those police instructions and there was a post on there and they didn't show up and no one checked, someone could have got your dad killed within millimeters.
So how do we get answers, right? Because I don't personally trust the FBI to investigate anything at this point without politicizing it or weaponizing it. I don't think I would trust them to run this investigation. That's me based on, them vilifying, parents at PTA meetings, calling them domestic terrorists. How do you get, and I guess as someone's been there, how do you get to the bottom of this? Because I don't trust the government to do that. That's, the government hasn't earned my trust. They've frankly, they've earned my mistrust over the last 8 years.
Well, the FBI is terrifying, but this is maybe the one potential crime that will be solved or at least rectified going forward, because the Federal Protective Services protect politicians, and they're almost all physical cowards. They're terrified of getting hurt, and the idea that they could be exposed is not acceptable to them. And so you've got an entire Congress full of people who think or want to be president, and they think, a lot of them think they're going to be, and they don't want to be left out at a rally with the shooter 150 yards away. And I do think there's a built-in incentive for these people to get to the bottom of it, because it's terrifying to everybody.
Yeah.
So that's Don Bongino saying that people involved have been told to keep their mouths shut. Look, it's all very disturbing. And the excuse they're coming up with now is that they didn't want to put a Secret Service agent on a sloped roof, which I don't know if I need to tell you this, but at that event on video, our Secret Service agents on a roof that is more sloped than that one. So what's happening here? Like that's the question. Why are they saying these things that we know to be untrue? The roof was too sloped, and then 100 yards away, there's a sloped roof with snipers on it. So that's not the excuse. That's not reality. Again, are they just overconfident? Do they think they can lie with impunity like this and nobody cares? Or what? What is it? So let's go to clip number 13. Kim Cheadle, head of the Secret Service, says they don't want to put a secret agent on the roof because it's too sloped. Let's watch.
When you saw the events unfold on Saturday.
Shock, and then concern, obviously, for the former president.
Investigators now trying to determine whether roof access had been properly locked down. The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
Yeah, absurd. Completely and utterly absurd. For like 100 different reasons, but in particular, the fact that there was a more sloped roof that agents were on. So, yeah, and here's an agent standing on the roof that was apparently too sloped. Total nonsense. Total unmitigated nonsense, okay? Let's go now to clip number 23, as apparently the shooter, Thomas Crooks, locked eyes with the counter sniper. And also had been seen doing other... Basically, there were like 9 different opportunities to intervene before the shots were fired. And nobody did anything. So let's watch clip number 23 here.
Aaron, there's been some developments as the investigation has progressed. You know, what the investigators are telling us is, as far as a motive, a manifesto, the reasoning behind this, the suspect is still a blank slate. But what they have developed is a lot of the background about what happened that day. They know that he went to his employer at the nursing home where he works as a dietary specialist before this and said, I need Saturday off. I have something important to do. But he told his coworkers, I'll see you on Sunday. So he changed his days off, presumably for this. We also understand that when he got to the fairgrounds where this rally was being held for Donald Trump, the first thing that puts him on the radar of security people is near the magnetometer area where they're screening people in. He's carrying in his hand a rangefinder. It's a device that looks like a small pair of binoculars, but it's used by shooters to measure the distance when they're setting up a long-distance shot. Because he didn't have a weapon, that would not have prevented him to go through security. But they did flag, what does he have this in his hand for? At that point, they told people, keep an eye on this guy. But then he leaves the secure area, the staging area, and he doesn't turn up again for some time until the crowd says there's a guy crawling up the roof and it appears he has a rifle. There is an eerie moment in here, Aaron, where he's taking the rangefinder and he's looking through it at the counter sniper positions. And one of the counter sniper positions is looking at him through the scope. At this point, there's not a gun in the picture, as I understand it, but they're saying he's looking at us, looking at him. Then when people alert the police and they try to come up the ladder to get him, and he confronts them with the AR-15 gun, they dive for cover, and then a moment later he opens fire. But a lot of this sounds very spread out. The end of it happens very quickly. The last piece is the search of the car. As we reported last night, 2 remote-controlled IEDs, remote-controlled bombs in the car. The remote control for those devices found on his person on the roof, according to sources. 3 fully loaded magazines with nearly 100 rounds, a bulletproof vest. So it raises the question, did he expect to escape from this? And if so, what was all that intended for? What was to happen next? Questions that are still open in the minds of these investigators.
I wonder if we'll ever have answers to these questions. So again, it's almost like every couple of hours, some new twist in this story comes about. First, it was revealed that people had seen him on the roof. Then the video came out where for several minutes they're trying to point out who he is. Then it's revealed that an officer actually confronted him on the roof, but the guy turned his gun at him, so the officer took cover, and that's when the bullets actually started flying, and he started shooting at Trump. And then it's discovered that he had a rangefinder shooting tool that he was seen with at the metal detectors, and then was seen looking through at the snipers. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. And the story, the official story now, as at Amuse says on X, keeps getting more and more bizarre. CNN is reporting Crooks bought 50 rounds of ammo, a 12-foot ladder from Home Depot, and then walked a mile to the rally with his father's AR-15, the ammo and the ladder in tow, but nobody noticed him or stopped him? I guess this is the official story, although apparently it's not a 12-foot ladder, it was only a 5-foot ladder. But the ladder that they're saying he bought is different than the one that we're seeing in videos. So whether the ladder that we're seeing in photos and videos was a different ladder that maybe he stole off a truck, or maybe that was the ladder the police used. It's very convoluted. But like so many things that we cover, the more we hear, the less sense it makes. Where did he get the material or the expertise to build remote detonated weapons? That, to me, is so far the biggest hint that this might have been some sort of government plan that may have gotten out of control. Because as we know, that's what the FBI does. They find somebody that might be inclined to violence, and they string them along and pretend that they're going to commit violence with them. And they often supply them with bombs. Usually they're fake or you know, don't actually work. There's always a question of what if the person that you're stringing along figures it out? What if they go rogue? What if they stop following orders and decide to, you know, carry on the mission without exact instruction? You know, if you got this guy that maybe is making posts online about wanting to kill Trump, and they go, ooh, we got one. Yeah, let's string him along. Let's say, yeah, we'll provide you with explosives. Yeah, but don't use it yet. We have to wait in the time this. And then the patsy that they're stringing along goes, yeah, screw this guy. I'm going to go do it. I'm just going to go do it. I know he doesn't want me to, but this is my chance. Because so far we've not heard, and supposedly the dude, this crooks guy, they have his phone now. They've unlocked his phone. Presumably they have his home computer and whatever other electronics he has, and they found no evidence that he ever searched how to make a bomb. So how did he know how? Or was it given to him? Shooter carried a 12-foot ladder, maybe a 5-foot ladder, we don't know, AR-15, 50 rounds, and walked a mile to Trump's rally. Thomas Matthew Crooks arrived at the SWAT team rally building after walking a mile from Home Depot. He extended his ladder and climbed onto the building, situated just 130 yards from Trump, armed with his father's AR-15 and 50 rounds of ammunition. How did Crooks know the rooftop would be unguarded? How did he know he wouldn't encounter police coming and going from the building? How did he know the rooftop would be the perfect vantage point? And how was he not seen? I mean, it's almost a comedy skit. If it wasn't a very severe and nearly tragic event. Just like Pink Panther. Like, how is it a dude with a gun and a ladder just like walking through security? What? How does that happen? It is, you know, it makes no sense. So again, the more we're learning, the less we're understanding. And now they're trying to blame it on Iran. And they're actually saying that this situation happened during a time of heightened security. And by the way, since then, two different people seem to have attempted to stage attacks on the RNC yesterday. And there's not a lot of information about this, so I don't know if this was one event or two. I think it's two different events. The police shot somebody who was wielding knives at the RNC yesterday. And another guy was arrested with a ski mask and an AK-47 trying to get into the secure zone. So as Mike Adams puts it on X, they're just sending like wave after wave of MK Ultra programmed violent terrorists. This dude with an AK-47 and a ski mask rocking up to the RNC. Just hours after another person was shot attacking people with knives at the RNC. They have radicalized leftists across this country. And this is the new form of conspiracy theory. You don't have to orchestrate with a bunch of people behind the scenes and create the perfect story. You just have to sort of set things in motion and then sit back and allow it to happen. You don't have to plan to kill Trump. They just have to inspire people to kill Trump and then withhold security and let it occur. To be what's going on here. Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy By supplying me with BrainForce Ultra, I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's the news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back, folks. It's a very mysterious crime committed. The attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Somehow, this 20-year-old dude with an AR-15 and a 12-foot ladder just waltzed his way into a secure zone onto a roof with the full awareness of Secret Service and the local police the entire time. Crazy how these things happen, huh? Isn't that crazy? Yeah, none of it makes any sense. And there's there's so many facts about this that have just come out in the last 24 hours. I don't think we've played, because I think this came out right after our show ended. This was published. Clip 21. New visualization shows just how close Donald Trump was to losing his life during the Pennsylvania rally. We can play this and just loop it as B-roll. And yeah, so they mapped his face, put on a 3D model, modeled the path of the bullet. And I mean, you can see just how close he was to having his brain blown out on live television. A miracle. We all witnessed a miracle. People have been using the word, divine intervention. It was a miracle that we witnessed. Something so rare, so unlikely, that it goes beyond chance. And we have these videos. Maybe I'll go to one of these videos in the next segment of people responding to this. Good Lord, they're just awful. They're just awful, awful people. Let's just go through some of the other stuff that's been revealed. Secret Service apparently ramped up security. This was their high state of security after receiving intel of Iranian plot to assassinate Trump, no known connection to shooting. U.S. authorities obtained intelligence from a human source in recent weeks on a plot by Iran to try to assassinate Donald Trump, a development that led the Secret Service increasing security around the former president. Multiple people briefed on the matter told CNN. There's no indication that Thomas Matthew Crooks, the would-be assassin who attempted to kill the former president on Saturday, was connected to the plot, the sources say. The existence of the intelligence threat from a hostile foreign intelligence agency and the enhanced security for Trump raises new questions about how security lapses at the Saturday rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, allowed a 20-year-old man to access a nearby rooftop and fire shots that injured the former president. Now, I don't believe this for a single second. I don't think anybody else does either. I think, it's the boy who cried wolf too many times. They clearly, the powers that be, want war with Iran. Israel wants war with Iran. Deep state wants war with Iran. They have for like 20 years been desperately trying to prod us into open conflict with that country. And so they're obviously have plans in the works to assassinate Trump, blame it on Iran, or to get a bunch of Trump supporters that at this point are firmly anti-war to maybe change that position. And I had somebody respond on X when I said this, because you had the Israeli soldier Brian Mast, who LARPs as a congressman, published this about Iran. And what I said is, this just makes me think Israel did it. Because that's a natural response, right? If some crime happens, something goes missing, and you've got people there, and you've got person A and person B, and person B didn't do it because he was with you the whole time, but person A is like, it was definitely person B. I'm sure it was person B. I'm 100% he's the one that stole it. You're going to sit there and go, all right, well, I know it wasn't person B, so now I think it might have been you. Actually, I think you might be the guilty one, because why else would you be so desperate to try to frame somebody else? This is just a natural response, right? Nobody thinks this was Iran. Yet here comes Israel to tell us that. It's like, well, was this Israel then? I don't know. Why else would you try to frame somebody if not to get guilt away from you? And somebody responded to me on this saying, but Israel loves Trump. They wouldn't want to kill Trump. Biden is their enemy. Biden gave billions of dollars to Iran and is not giving Israel everything that they need. Why would they want to kill Trump? They're his guy. It's like, they don't care. They don't care who's in charge. It's about getting Trump supporters to be in favor of war. It's about using a tragedy or disaster to set the stage for your geopolitical maneuvers. It doesn't matter. They don't care who the president is at all. Okay? They don't. But they can use them. They can use Trump's popularity, especially with a populace that is at this point deeply anti-war. And if they can kill him and blame it on Iran, then maybe they can get that Iran war that they've been agitating for my entire life, pretty much. But they're doing it. They're blaming it on Iran, and nobody believes them. And that's that. Nobody cares. But he is going, wait, that was enhanced security? That was your high alert stage? Because some kid from down the road just took a shot at the president, clipped his ear off. So I'd hate to see your low state, low stake security position. But some other interesting things are being revealed from died_suddenly_on X. Soon to be unmasked entities bet that President Trump's DJT stock would plummet one day before the assassination attempt. So somebody was shorting Truth Social and the DJT corporation the day before. Shorts against the Truth Social stock more than doubled from July 1st through July 12th, meaning people or large organizations were predicting that by Monday the stock would plummet, something that undoubtedly would have occurred if Trump had died in Pennsylvania. This could mean some had foreknowledge of the plot against President Trump's life and tried to profit off the coming calamity. This also happened on 9/11, where bets were placed against the stocks of major airline companies, American and United, a day before the attack. An investigation showed that in both cases, a single entity and a well-placed insider newsletter tipped off investors to miraculously bet against the top two airlines in the U.S. who took a major hit after the hijackings. So here you can see the number of puts, number of bets that Truth Social stock would plummet, skyrocketing in the days just before the assassination attempt. Very, very suspicious. But that's not all. A new analysis shows the intelligence community quietly updated their definition of election interference to include assassinations after the 2022 midterms. This is incredibly suspicious. How long have they been planning this attempt on Trump's life? So in 2020, the Foreign Threats to U.S. Federal Elections defined election interference or election influence, but specifically interference, is a subset of election influence activities targeted at technical aspects of the election, including voter registration, casting and counting ballots, or reporting results. Since then, they've added multiple things, including assassinations. So assassinations now falls under the definition of election interference, which means should they determine that this assassination was sponsored or otherwise coordinated by a foreign entity, it would give the intelligence agencies emergency powers to deal with this threat to election integrity. And they just did that a few years ago in 2022. They updated that definition. Meanwhile, of course, this has inspired or seems to have inspired further attacks. A 21-year-old male suspect was arrested wearing a ski mask and armed with an AK-47 near the Republican National Convention yesterday. Officials have reported a 21-year-old man armed with an AK-47 pistol and wearing a ski mask was arrested Monday near the FISERV Forum where the RNC is being held. Homeland Security Investigations and Capitol Police, who were conducting surveillance, noticed the suspicious man. After arresting the suspect, they found the gun and a full magazine in his tactical bag. His intentions remain unclear. There's also a shooting where a man armed with knives was killed at the RNC. And these are some of the updates from the last 24 hours. We'll go directly out to your phone calls on the other side. The more we learn, the less we know. It's not our fault these people aren't trustworthy. It's not our fault the FBI has completely destroyed any trust anybody's ever had in them.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Real Fusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Welcome back, folks. Sorry, I meant to go out to phone calls in the last segment. There's so much to talk about with this assassination, and I didn't even get to all of it. Rumors that Trump was not being protected by Secret Service at all, and that some of the people who, you know, surrounded him and pulled him off stage. Photos show them wearing U.S. Marshal pins. People are asking that, if Trump maybe doesn't trust Secret Service and had U.S. Marshals protecting him instead. That's just some speculation. You also have the Trump campaign had data on the gunman's family, as they'd collected, I guess, data about voters that were likely gun owners, and his family had been on that list. Apparently, his family was Trump supporters. The father has spoken out for the first time, not giving too many answers just because he wants to, speak to law enforcement first. But we've learned that I believe his mother and father were both behavioral therapist, if I'm not mistaken. But just some more information about the shooter. But as InfoWars says, questions swirl about how law enforcement had Trump shooter's DNA for an ID match. That's apparently how they identified him, through his DNA, but why they had his DNA on file if he doesn't have a record doesn't make a lot of sense. There's just so much about this that's questionable. And then you have this, we showed the immediately after the shooting, a alert had gone out to basically every local news station saying, hey, let's pump the brake. Don't call it an assassination attempt until that's the official story. And let's not use your serious face or treat this as bigger than it is. Like, literally instruction going out to news stations saying, downplay this. Pretend this is no big deal. Don't give in to this. And then on top of that, a photo editor at a major news outlet suggests media should bury the photo of Trump raising his fist because, quote, it's kind of free PR for Trump in a way, and it's dangerous for media organizations to keep sharing the photo despite how good it is. So actually suggesting that news outlets not show the photo of Donald Trump putting his fist in the air, this one that you're seeing on screen, it's just too good. It's free PR for him. It makes him look too good. You know, exposing, as somebody on Twitter noted, revealing and unmasking the truth that we should all know by this point, that the media's job is not to tell you what happened or show you reality. It's to try to shape your perception. And this perception goes counter to what they would rather you believe. And that's just some of the latest news about the assassination. Again, more and more insanity is coming through, but hopefully I've given you a wide swath. And we've even gotten into the reaction and some of the videos of Trump-tards, or not Trump-tards, libtards, complaining about Trump and basically saying they're glad that he got shot and they wish that the aim had been better, and they're happy that Trump supporters died because they're the party of peace and unity, remember? Let's go out to your calls. Were you going to say something, Matt? Well, I want to go to calls because we're going to be bringing on Brianna Morello. We'll take your calls in the second half of the next hour, but let's go to as many as we can here. Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey. I understand you disagree with me about the RNC night two. Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, I like that woman that you're referring to, and her son was the murderer, wasn't prosecuted. But then I remember she's running for office. She lost, and she's so dumb that it took her son not only being murdered, but then the Democrats, prosecutors, not convicting the murderer, letting him go, that made her stop being a Democrat. So right there, if that's what it takes, the murder of your son and then the killer being let go, that's what makes you not be a Democrat. So if he was prosecuted, she would still be a Democrat, she says. Plus, she's indirectly responsible for Bragg because she was a Democrat for 50 years. She voted for Obama. She voted for David Dinkins. She voted against the best mayor who saved more black lives, Rudy Giuliani. He saved hundreds and hundreds of black lives in the 90s and early 2000s, and those young men are alive today. He fought against Giuliani. So she put the politicians in that made the streets less safe, that blocked school choice, and then she complains and says, oh, they didn't prosecute. You put that guy in there, Bragg. So it was appalling. I'm glad that she saw the light, but how dumb do you have to be? You have to have your son murdered, then have the murderer go free to wake up right there. That should disqualify you.
Well, here's where I'll disagree with you. Look, I agree with you that, like, it's sad that it took this long. Obviously, it shouldn't take your own child being murdered and then not prosecuted for you to wake up to what's happening. But here's the flip side. Some people, and I got examples we could show you, still don't wake up after their kids get murdered. So that's the situation we're in. Yeah, it shouldn't take that long. Sometimes that's not even enough. You know, there are parents of women who have been killed by illegal immigrants who get up and go, this is not the immigrant's fault, and how dare you blame immigrants, and don't politicize this. And it's like, okay, that's the really troubling thing. The really troubling thing is people whose own policies lead to their kid getting murdered, and they don't change those policies. They actually still persist in those beliefs. And look, it's almost like religion or faith in God. Some people are just going to get it from the outset. They don't need to be shown anything. They just learn about God, and they're just like, yeah, that makes sense. I believe that's totally accurate. Other people need to see a miracle. Other people need to, like, have some sort of divine contact, and then they'll wake up, and then they go, oh, man, I thought this was all fake, but what I just witnessed proves to me that this was God. Other people will observe miracles and still not believe. So, you know, some people can be shown without any shadow of a doubt what the truth is and still won't believe it. So her coming out and so forcefully doing away with her Democratic allegiance I think is something to be celebrated personally. But I appreciate your call, and I get the frustration. Let's go to Lou in Missouri now. Lou in Missouri, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Well, thank you for being there and for taking this call, because I'm so excited to let you know that exactly what you said about divine intervention is, I got a great story for you. I wanted Alex Jones and everybody there at InfoWars to know that even when you don't know it, God is using you. And on July 15th, just 2 days ago, on a podcast called Prophesy Again TV on X, Brian Wilson, your producer, was on that show. And it's such an awesome story, because he tells about the day that he went into Alex's office and saw a book on the shelf called The Great Controversy. And he asked him if he could borrow it. And Alex was like, yeah, sure, go ahead, whatever. And this same book, it turns out, has been sent to Glenn Beck, over 500 copies. Not only that, but Peter McCullough was just referencing that book. He said, even if you only read the last 8 chapters, it'll tell you everything that you need to know about the state of America and the reason behind everything that's going on in the world right now. And if you can, go into Alex's office, tell him to read that thing. It's called The Great Controversy. And tell him the story about how God is using him even when he doesn't know it. You know, he's such an advocate for the Lord, and expresses his love every day that people are compelled to send him stuff. I'm sure he gets tons and tons of books and pamphlets and T-shirts, whatever. But this book was written over 100 years ago, and it lays out everything that's going on in the world right now.
Very interesting. Yeah, I've not read that one myself. It's a Seventh-day Adventist, right? The Great Controversy by Ellen G. White.
Well, even if you think SDA Church is a cult, which everybody does, they are under the same kind of attack that InfoWars is.
Yeah, and I don't know too much about the Seventh-day Adventist. I have some friends who, you know, are in that church, and they really love it. We did cover the Seventh-day Adventists earlier this year, maybe last year, because they have like a camp in California, or I don't know what to call it. I want to call it like a compound, because that sounds a little culty. But basically, they're one of the blue zones. They're one of these places on Earth where people routinely live above 100 years. And apparently, the health regulations that they follow as Seventh-day Adventists are extremely good at prolonging your life. So there's something there. There's something to it. And they are under attack from the same forces that attack InfoWars. So very interesting stuff. And of course, Brian Wilson, awesome dude. I'm glad he's doing more interviews these days. He's been behind the scenes at InfoWars for a while.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress, so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.